Welcome to Crossrun, everybody. If it's your first time, we're really glad to have you along. Remember, we're not like any other running podcast, so don't expect us to be sat behind a desk with a stopwatch telling you when and where to run on the bleep. Our coaches are out there with you every step of the way, no matter what the time of day and whatever the weather. Every week will be a different run, and you can expect up to 2 sessions a week with different programs to keep your running motivation up and to keep your fitness levels improving. Don't forget, we operate a grading system to help you suit and grade your level of running. If you hear an instructor mention a blue bib, that's an entry level. If you hear an instructor mention a red bib, that's intermediate. And if you hear the instructor mention a green bib, that's advanced. So everybody has the opportunity to benefit and improve their running. Don't forget, if you love our podcast, please rate us on whatever platform you listen to and drop us a review. Stand by for Crossrun in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome on board, everybody. Welcome to Crossrun. Time to get moving, so wake those legs up. You've got a couple of minutes of steady jogging ahead of you just to get the body moving, whether you're starting your day or finish it. Nice positive attitude, Crossrun. 2 minutes of steady running. Time on. So we're just moving away from wherever starting our run. And remember, it's not one of those podcasts where all you hear is our voice and a timer in the background from us at a desk. You'll be listening to us as we go through the set with you live. So for the first 2 minutes, nice and sensible. Humans are made to move forward. So that's what we're doing. No real effort here. So a quick explanation for those of you that don't or haven't understood or experienced our grading system. If you are a blue bib, you are an entry-level runner, or maybe you're building your confidence in your running. If you're a red bib, you're intermediate. Maybe you're already on your fitness journey and you're looking to improve your running, but you're confident or your confidence is growing. If you are a green bib, you're an athlete. You're relentless and you want to be pushed as hard as you can. So just a quick hello. You've got 1 minute. Quick hello to everybody joining us live today. Wednesday evening, just gone 6 p.m. Heavens opened about a second before I walked out of the front door. But that's why we all love running, because it's outdoors. It's not stuck in four walls or looking out of a window. So steady moving. If you're a regular cross runner, start thinking about your breathing. It's always difficult to think about breathing, but that's what I want you to do. Just consider how many breaths in per step you take, how many breaths out per step you take, gliding over the ground. So you're probably working about 60% controlled, and you're holding that level. You've got about 10 seconds to go. On my command, all I'm going to ask you to do is just take me up a speed to 70% in 3, 2, 1, time on. Let's go. 70%. Okay, so this is the kind of speed you need a little bit of effort required. So 60%, very easy. One leg in front of the other, you're almost stumbling into a run. 70%, you're having to work a little bit now, but it's manageable, controlled. You can run at this speed, regardless of your ability. I'd say for, if you had to, push comes to shove, 1 hour to 2 hours before you really started thinking, oh, I'm pushing it now. Keep working at 70%. You've got another 1 minute. Now, when I ask for 80%, 80, then you're really having to push through the move. And realistically, you could probably, you know, the average athlete amongst us could probably hold a true 80% for about 2, maybe 3 minutes when it comes to running. So moving away, 70%, just build the pace ever so slightly. 30 seconds to go. And I'm going to ask you to drop down to 60% for 1 minute. So we're taking the energy levels up. There's going to be a few puddles today. And then we're going to drop it back down again. 10 seconds. Just give me a speed check. If I ask you to drop to 60%, are you going to be able to drop to that level without slowing down completely? 3, 2, 1. 60%. So we're back to gliding. Now, I know some people have asked, why do we drop back to 60? And the reason is, I want you to understand the level of effort required, the difference between 60 and 70. It's the biggest difference from coasting at 60 to effort levels increasing 70, 80, 90. Pretty straightforward. We've got some high-low intervals to work today. It's really simple stuff for National Fitness Day. But sometimes I think running is best to keep it simple. And then our Sunday session is always a bit more technical and themed. 10 seconds. You're now going to give me 30 seconds of 70%, 30 seconds of 80%, back to 60. So 70% in 3, 2, 1. Glide on, let's go. Okay, 70%, hold it there. On my command, we're just going to stride up to 80% effort. We've been moving for over 5 minutes. Well done. If you're a blue bib, entry level, and you've never run that time before, great work. That's what cross run's all about. Stand by. 3, 80%, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. So stride out now. 80%. Remember, our midweek session isn't really about technique. It's about energy systems, fitness, confidence in your running, and a good workout. 10 seconds. On my command, wait for it. You're going to drop to 60% in 3, 2, 1. Drop to 60. Well done. Okay, so you're going to run for 1 minute back at 60%. Pretty straightforward. It's going to feel, although it's an easy minute, it's going to feel quite a long minute because you've been running at 70 and 80. But remember, we've got to go back up to 70 and 80. So what I want you to do is I want you to use this warm-up to get some distance in the legs. If you're one of those people that likes to look at the fitness watch or tracker at the end of the session, check your GPS. This is a good session for you. And tick off those distances. I'm not convinced this will be a personal best distance for cross runners, but if you push it hard enough, it'll certainly be a tough one. 5 seconds, stand by, 70%. 3, 2, 1. Time on. So just take the speed up a level. So you're kind of in a six-gear car, you're going from third to fourth. Still a bit of a cruising gear, really, controlled. Holding it around about, I'd say 50 miles an hour, just to convert it into something that you can put some collateral on. Stand by, 80%, 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. So you just have to go up a gear. Come on, you've got two more rounds of this. So it's a longer warm-up than usual, but we're actually working up to 80%. Hold it together. 10 seconds, on my command, we are going to step down to 60. In 3, 2, 1, step down to 60. Okay, blue bibs, so beginners, hold 60%. You're ticking over, really. Just hold the speed, recover, feel comfortable. Reds and greens, I now want you to take me to 70% on your recovery mode. So cruising away, 70%. Hold there. You've got exactly 40 seconds. Okay, rather than using a percentage now, a fixed percentage, blues are at 60, reds and greens, you're at 70. I'm just going to ask you to step up by 10% or down by 10%. Really, really simple. So on my command, you've got 10 seconds. I'm probably moving a bit quick here. On my command, you're going to step it up to either 80 or 70%, depending on your ability. 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Red bibs, green bibs, striving to hit 80%. Blue bibs, 70%. We're building your fitness without scaring you off, giving you confidence in your running. So all running is confidence. On my command, you're going to try and step me up 10%. 3, step up. 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Stepping up. Okay, let's try and focus on our breathing. So if you're a regular, 3, 4, or 5 steps. Breathe in. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4. Breathe in. At 90%, I'm breathing every 5 because my legs are moving a bit quicker. Stand by. Coming down for 60% for blues, 70% for reds and greens. 3, 2, 1. Step down, step down. So you're stepping down 2 amounts. Kicking back to 60 or 70%. Oh, it's a lovely long gliding hill. Quite like running in this rainy weather. If you're listening on the podcast and it's not raining, well, lucky you. That's the point of having it on podcast. Choose when to listen. 30 seconds, team. Well done. Suck up that oxygen. This is a recovery phase. We're just both recovering at different stages of our energy. So energy levels. So blues at 60, reds and greens, good old 70%. Everybody's friend. Okay, stand by. Everybody's going to step up 10%. Last round. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Step up 10%. Let's go. Now you've got 2 choices. You either speed the legs up by literally just moving them faster, physically quicker, more speed, or you drive off that back leg, push and pump, power the knee forward. On my command, you're going to take me to 80 or 90%. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Power on. Let's go. Okay, this is the end of the warm-up. So what I've done today is blend in a little bit of primary running into our warm-up. Always fun. Before you know it, you've covered your 1.5 or 2 kilometers before we've even got going. 5 seconds, hold it together. On my command, everybody down to 60%. 3, 2, 1, 60%, drop it down. Well done. Okay, ticking over. I'm going to explain our first set. Okay, team. I want you to think of this like a light switch. You're either on it, full on. No, there's no dimmer switch here. You're either full on, going for it, at minimum 80%, maximum 95%, or you're off at 60%. Just a dim glow. So you're either 95 to maximum effort, 80 is your minimum, or 60% ticking over. Now we're going to start with, because it's National Fitness Day, I thought we'd celebrate that by working backwards on the scale rather than building up in time. We're actually going to come down in time, but we're going to start with 1 minute on and 1 minute off. Fitness classic. So a minute hard, a minute recovery. You've got 20 seconds before we start. I want a minute of really driven, powerful running. Blues, on your recovery, blues, you are permitted to walk as recovery. Reds and greens, turn the brakes on, recover, and then glide back into a recovery run. Stand by. We're going straight in to 1 minute of hard work. So we're going to step on the accelerator and glide up to cruise up. 2, 1, Time on, let's go. Okay, the legs are alive. Four rounds, so it's an 8 minute set to get us off and going. And the great news is that when we've done our 8 minutes, we're gonna come down the time. We're gonna come down to 45 and 45. So 45 on, 45 off. But to earn that, to earn the right to come down the scale, you have to hit the minute on, minute off. So let's have a bit of consistency. Should be above 80% here. So blues, you want to be working at 80% minimum. Reds and greens, your chance to be your own heroes here. Power through, 20 seconds. Now I say this all the time, it doesn't matter whether you're working hills, flat, grass, pavement, roads, private land, effort is effort. Keep the legs on, 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, recovery mode. So we're gonna use the term recovery. What does recovery look like to you? Now, I would suggest if you've hit the end of that minute and you think, oh, that was easy, you're not working hard enough. And that doesn't matter what ability level you are or what bib color you are. If you've hit the end of that minute and it felt a little bit easy, your work rate isn't high enough. So what I'm going to ask this time is that you forget about the next 3 sets, focus on the next one only. In order to achieve the next level of fitness, the next level of running confidence, the next level of ability, you've got to commit to every single set. Every single set. 10 seconds, stand by. So blues, I've had a walk with you on that one. Here we go. 3, minimum 80, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Minimum 80%, maximum effort for greens. Reds, you can slip into the middle if you need to. Oh, it's lovely and cool. Good cool air today. Perfect running temperature. If you're listening on a podcast, I hope you're experiencing the same. So we've got no excuses. And for those of us that are BMF members, rain is not an excuse. We know that. Skin is waterproof. 30 seconds to go. Let's go. Just a little speed check for the last 20 seconds. Can you move quicker? Can you drive off the back leg? Push off that toe. Don't just roll off and stomp forward. Power the knee forward. Let's go. Test yourself. 5 seconds of maximum commitment. Come on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo, wind it down. Recovery mode. Recovery mode. Now, I want you to enjoy the 1 minute recovery, but work hard on that 1 minute work rate. Because when we hit the next set, whilst you'll be working for less time, you'll also be getting a heck of a lot less recovery. And that's what it's all about. So steady ticking over, 2 done, 2 to go. So we had a great warm up, rolled up, 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 down to recovery. Now it's just on or off. For those of you with heart rate monitors, during your recovery mode, I'm expecting a drop of your heart rate by 20 beats per minute. So maximum effort level up, recovery 20 beats per minute. That's manageable when you're taking a minute of recovery. If you don't care about your heart rate, just recover for maximum effort again. Stand by, 80% minimum. 2, 1, let's go. Ignite those legs, get that heart rate fired up again. We should already be at top speed. I'm working downhill, so I got there a bit quicker. Remember, I'm just gonna ask a little favor. Please share the podcast. I'm loving that we're reaching other countries and other people that are enjoying this. Please share it on your social media. I want everybody to be bored of seeing how much you love CrossRun. 30 seconds to go, come on. Stay alive now, let's go. Keep firing up those legs. Stride out, turn the effort level on and keep it on. No excuses, 15 seconds. Keep working now, come on. Almost there, 5 to go. Stay with it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery mode, well done. We're recovering, ticking over. Ooh, that was a harder one. It's easy for you, like you can tell when I'm working truly hard because I go a bit quieter. I can't tell when you're working hard. So you have to have a bit of self-discipline, a bit of resilience. That's what BMF stands for. Building that character, developing that personality and all that other stuff. 30 seconds. Okay, take a big deep breath now. Blues, if you're having a walk, suck up that oxygen. You've got this. Now, for some of you blues, right at the very beginning of your journey, this is tough. But you're not going to get any better unless you keep working. Determined to start every set the best you can. 5 seconds to go and finish every set on a jog at least. Stand by, team. 80% minimum. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Okay, it really doesn't matter what you think you look like as a runner. All that matters is your ability to improve your fitness and develop your running. Doesn't matter if people stare at you on the street, all that stuff. You're past them, they're walking, we're running. Okay, little speed check, 80% minimum, come on. I know some of you are gliding down because the brain wanders. So you've just got to reignite those knees, fire them up, power through the next 20 seconds. Oh, here we go. This is my hill of doom that I've got to get up now. 10 seconds. It's always good to have a couple of hills in there to test you. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Recovery mode. Recovery mode. Well done. Okay, team. That's your minute round over and done with. Your next round is 45 seconds of running with 45 seconds of recovery. So 1-to-1, work to rest. What we're trying to work here is the ability to get up and push past anaerobic threshold and then hold strong, but then enough recovery to go again. There's plenty of opportunity for us here to reduce the rest with longer running, but that's later. That comes later when we ask you to dig deep into that locker and remind yourself of why you logged on. 10 seconds, full of motivation today. Okay, on my command, it's still light switch on, but this time only 45 seconds. Stand by, 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. 45 seconds. So greens, you really got to be pushing up to that 90 to 95% here. You should really, a true green bib, you should be able to hold at 95% for 45 seconds. Reds, if you're pushing to that level, you're going to struggle for the last 10 seconds if you're truly a red bib. But I'd rather have you struggling than coasting. Blues, it's just about running. Build that confidence, develop the ability. 5 seconds. Oh, it's over and done. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Recovery mode. Well done. Take a big deep breath. Suck up that oxygen. So just for the record, because we're coming down on the time and down on the recovery, it's a shorter set, but we've got to work 5 of them. Pretty straightforward. So 5 of them. So what we're working today is a proper athletic set, proper fitness set. It can't always be the most interesting and varied session. But what I'm trying to do is mix the intervals up so that everybody gets a little bit of everything. Stand by. Take a big deep breath. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 80% minimum. 2, 1. Time on, team. Let's go. Okay, build the speed up. Build the speed up. You should be there. Hit your peak. Not quite an explosion out of the blocks. Confident, rangy, long running. Just a little reminder for everyone, try not to get run over. If you're crossing roads with headphones in, look both ways. Be safe. 15 seconds. Okay, give me that little bit extra now. Come on. Give me that little bit more. You'll get the recovery you deserve. Five. Come on, almost there. Three, two, one. Brakes on recovery, 45. Excellent work. Big deep breath. Two done. Three to go. It's simple, isn't it? Easy. So, Blues, if you're having a walk recovery, make sure it's a quick walk. Focus on big breath in through the nose. Big breath out through the mouth. Greens and reds, you should still be jogging. Stand by. Unfortunately, the rest comes and goes quicker now, starting in 8 seconds. Okay, fire those legs up. Are you ready? Four, three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Dig deep now, come on. So we are a good way into the session. We're exactly halfway through our 50 minutes of work. We've still got some work to do, but if you've come this far, there's no turning back. No turning back in the sense of you must keep working 80% or plus. 90% if you're a green, red. 95 if you're really pushing it. 15 seconds. Oh, I just feel it now. The legs are getting a bit heavy. And that's when the personality kicks in. The desire to achieve something. Three, two, one. Recovery mode. Well done. So, what you should find is just as it gets hard, just as it gets really horrible, we put the brakes on into recovery mode. And that's what I want you to feel. Blues, you can still have a little walk on these. Reds and greens, no excuses. As long as you're moving in what I'd call a running fashion, even if it's slower than you walk, that's acceptable. You've got 15 seconds. Stand by. Two to go. Big deep breath. Okay, team. Five, four, three, two. Time on. Let's go. 45 seconds. You've only got two left. This is one of them. We've got this. Come on. Keep pushing. Loads of other runners out tonight. Everybody's enjoying a bit of evening running. Typical, the weather's eased off now. Keep the work rate up, everybody. Come on. 30 of you. Keep pushing. 15 seconds. Put the power on. Come on. So I'm just asking for a little squeeze at the end of every round now. Have you got that in your legs? 5 seconds of your life. Give it to me. Let's go. Four, three, two, one. Recovery mode. Recovery mode. Well done. So just to prove that we're genuinely out there with you, cars going by, other runners pounding the pavement, train stations, rivers, you name it. Doesn't matter whether you're in a city or on the rolling hills of Hertfordshire, so to speak, just get out there and do it. 15 seconds, one more to go. Easy. So you're still recovering. Stand by. I need a nice big effort. 45 seconds. Three, two, one. Time on. Let's go then. Come on. 45 seconds. Get your work rate up, please. This is your last round on this level. We know they're going to get easier. We know we're going to have to work for shorter periods of time. But as the fatigue sets in, that's welcomed. Speed check halfway. That means 15 to 20 seconds to go. Keep working hard. Come on. Almost there. 10 big seconds to go. Stride out. Drive uphill. Lengthy run downhill. 5 seconds. Feels like a slow stopwatch, this one. 3, 2, 1. Recovery. Recovery, recovery, well done. So 4 rounds of a minute on, a minute off. 5 rounds of 45, 45. We're on to my favourite set now. 6 rounds of 30 on, and 30 off. Now, blues. At this stage, walking's not really going to get you anywhere. So I'm going to ask you to run as fast as you can for the work rate, or minimum 80%. But then I want you to coast, really slow jog on the recovery. That's what I need. That's what you're going to give, because that's the set. And you want to leave the session knowing that you've completed a full set. Not half of it, not 95% of it, the full set. Stand by. 30 seconds of moving fast. 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. So get those legs up to speed. Big 30 seconds now, 80% or above. Whoops, taking the wrong turn, out we come. Let's keep going, come on, push it. You've got a lovely 20 seconds to go. I'm expecting a really solid work rate here. Show me the difference between the heart rate on the 30 on and the recovery on the 30 off. Perfect speeds and times. Strive for excellence. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery mode. Everybody's still jogging. So all I've done is put the brakes on, eased right down on my speed. Sensible jogging. Just coasting away. With really hardly an effort, probably not even giving 50% here. We should be giving 60, really. Stand by. Round one done. 5 to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Big 30 seconds. Lift that speed back up. Come on, 30 seconds of your day. Just do the maths. It's nothing. Absolutely no commitment required for 30 seconds. Big 10 seconds now. I'm pushing it a bit. Come on, let's go. Lovely straight path funneling down. 4 seconds. That's a long 4, isn't it? 3, 2, 1. Recovery, recovery. Recovery. Well done. We're getting there. Good stuff. Cracking work, everybody. 19 minutes of your day left. Now, if you're taking part in our National Fitness Day, My Zone Challenge, well done. The aim was to push as many calories as you possibly could in a day. If you're taking part with your fitness tracker, we're just looking for a big old fitness commitment today. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. 30 seconds now. Work the speeds up again. Just loosen the shoulders. I don't want to see the shoulders up by the ears. I want to see them relaxed, moving with confidence, nice and loose. Now fire those legs up for 10 more seconds. Let's go. Come on, work rate on. Keep pushing. Almost done. 5 seconds. Come on, everyone together. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ease down. Ease down. Recovery. Well done. 3 done. 3 to go. Take a big deep breath. You're almost out of the woods here. Almost there. Just steady jogging along. I wouldn't say minimum effort, but limited effort. Save yourself for the work zones. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Gas on. Let's go. Okay, work up to the speed. Shouldn't take you long to get there. Now, remember what I said about the effort levels required. You're pushing off the back leg, making it count. Lots of effort. Keep working. 10 seconds. Come on, let's go. Drive the knees. 3, 2, 1. Recovery mode. Wow, that goes so quickly. Especially if you really commit to it. Take that big deep breath. Well done. 15 seconds. Equally, unfortunately, the rest goes quickly. 2 rounds to go. And then you've only got one more round, or one more set of shorter times. It's going to be a nice little HIIT training burst. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. 30 seconds. Work up the speed. Come on. This is no different to any other form of training. We're working the energy systems, but we're doing it with running. You could be doing it with squats. You could be doing it with press-ups. We are working the running. And I want you to hold that pace, 80% or above. Five to go, four, three, two, one. Easy jogging, well done. One more to go. Excellent work. Apologies, I think that was the last one. I've lost count, stopwatch has stopped. Okay, we're gonna switch it down. We're gonna go for 20 seconds on, but with only 10 seconds recovery. So I'm just taking some of your lifeline away. 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of recovery, Tabata set, for those of you that know Tabata. And you're gonna do 8 rounds, 4 minutes, then we are moving on to what I call a last set, which is our pressure cooker. If you've done that with me before, it's a real grind. Okay, stand by, you've got 20 seconds. You've the benefit of having a little bit more rest on that set. This one is a great set if you've got a long hill, 20 seconds uphill, 10 seconds, just walk back down. So ever increasing up the hill. Stand by, five, 20 seconds of work here. Maximum effort, everybody's pushing to maximum. Three, two, one, time on, let's go. Big 20 seconds. Everybody can push for 20. I don't know a single person that cannot run or at least put that level of effort in above a walk for 20 seconds, even at this stage of the commitment in a set. Five, four, three, two, one. Recovery, recovery. Well done. Take a big deep breath. You haven't got long. Five, four, ready. Three, two, one. Round two. Let's go. Get those legs up to speed. Don't be too technical, but you might need to go to the breathing here. So if you were working a track here, on a track, you would be powering down that straight with a recovery walk back. Five, four, three, two, one. Recovery, recovery. Two done, six to go. That sounds like a long way, but in 3 minutes, you're going to be looking back thinking that was quick. Stand by, two, one, go. Let's go, work up the pace again. Oh. So we're limiting that recovery. 2 to 1, work to rest. It's getting tough now, 10 seconds. Those endurance runners out there that love running long distances, this is still good for you. Three, two, recovery. Three done. You have got to keep working. Hold on for this set. Do not give up. Stand by. Three, two, one. Time on, let's go. 20 seconds. Effort level on, please. Do not give up. 10 seconds to go. Oh, it's getting tough up this hill. 5 seconds. Four, three, two. Recovery, recovery. Big deep breath. Halfway. 2 minutes of work to go. 20 on, 10 off. Three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Working down the hill now. That's a bit harder. You got to build speed if you're working downhill with control in the wet. 10 seconds. Almost there. Come on. You've got this. Three, two, one. Recovery 10. Recovery 10. Just let one foot plop in front of the other. Keep moving. Stand by. You're going to turn it back on in three, two, one. Work on. Let's go. You got to keep busy here. Come on. Now, I know some of you will have just glided back into your comfort zone here. That's not good enough. Work up a level. Have a word with yourself. Put all those rational thoughts aside. And let's get the heart rate fired up again. Three, two, one. Recovery. Recovery. Okay, team. 5 seconds. Two to go. 20, 10 in three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Sprint, sprint, sprint. Basically 200 meters of sprinting. Really pushing it. If you're doing 200 meters, you are a world record holder. Come on, let's go. 5 seconds, but that's what I want you to try and exceed your best. Three, two, one, recovery. Okay, take a big deep breath. Last one, and then I'm gonna give you a 2 minute recovery jog before we hit the pressure cooker. Three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Work up the speed. Work up the speed. Work it up. Let's go. Fire those legs on. We're moving now with purpose, challenging yourself. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery. 2 minutes, steady jog. Nice and easy. Well done, everybody. Good stuff. Ticking over now. Hardly any effort. You're just plodding away. Let the energy level come back to you. Now, while you take your 2 minutes, I'll just explain. Usually, we do a set like that, and we crank up the difficulty by going up the time. We do exactly the same amount of sets, the same work. I just want you to think psychologically, it always feels good knowing that you're working down the time. So you need to use that confidence. You still complete the same time, the same distance. Use that confidence when we flip it on its head, next cross run, and we do longer distances later on in the set. Okay, everybody. Here we go. You've got a minute of steady running. And we're going to work what I call, for the sake of a name of a theme, what I call a pressure cooker. And the reason we call it a pressure cooker is because the pressure intensifies every single time period. So you're going to work for 45 seconds at the same pace that you're moving now, recovery mode, maybe a bit quicker, but sensible movement. I'm then going to ask you to crank it up to 60 to 70%. I'm then going to ask you to crank it up 70 to 80%. I'm then going to ask you to crank it up one last time to maximum. And you will keep running until I mention your bib color. And at that point, you are straight down into recovery, ready to go again. We're all turning up the pressure together until the last round, where it will be based on your bib color. Hopefully that's understood. We're starting in 15 seconds. All I want you to do is move ever so slightly faster than you're moving now. So we're still ticking the distance off. Aerobic running, controlled, good posture, good attitude towards your legs. Moving forward, stand by. 3, 2, 1. 45 seconds, around about 60%. If you were already moving at 60%, just tickle those legs. Up they go, around about 65 to 70. I don't really deal in 65s or 75s. We usually deal in 10% gaps. It's easier to visualize and to put the speed on. But we just want to be moving just a bit faster than recovery mode here. Okay, team, we've got 8 minutes here. We're going to crank up the pressure by 10% every 45 seconds. Keep your ears open. 5 seconds. Ready? You're going to push me to 70%. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. 70%. Get up there. Realistically, you should be moving 70 to 75, maybe 80%. Just wake you all up a bit. If you're a green bib, up a red bib, 80% is pretty manageable for you for this period of time, but it's the compounded consecutive running, the consecutive footsteps, loading everything up. 15 seconds. I'm going to ask you to push hard for 80%, slightly higher if you're a green or a red, an upper red. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Pressure on. Let's go. Okay, the fatigue sets in, but mentally, you've got to keep pushing. Remember, you're getting tired as the set goes on. You've covered some great distance. Don't ruin it for the last 7 minutes of your set. Hold it together, team. Blues, keep working. You've done well to get this far. Now keep it on. Let's finish it and recover tomorrow. We're moving hard. Okay, ready? Pressure, 90%. Time on. Let's go. Okay, the 90% is only 30 seconds, but then I'm going to ask you to push maximum. Blues for 15, reds for longer, greens for longer. So let's go. Work, work, work. You've got 10 seconds now. Come on. On my command, you are going to go every ounce of muscle involved in pushing you to maximum speed. 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. Blue bibs, 15 seconds of real hard graft. Let's go, team, come on. Keep going, blues. 5 seconds of effort, come on. Blues, on my command, down to a jog recovery. 3, 2, 1. Blues, jog recovery. Blues, you're gonna get loads of rest. Well done. Red bibs, come on. 10 seconds to go. Fight for every step now. Push in as hard as you can. Come on. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Red bibs, recovery mode. Recovery mode. Okay, greens. It's all about you. Just how you like it. 15 seconds to go. Greens, dial up the speed again. No time to check your speed. Just time to increase it. Increase it. Time trialing. Get to the end. Come on, let's go. 3, 2, 1. Time trial off. Everybody recover for 30 seconds. Well done. So that's the way the pressure cooker works. Blues get longer recovery. Reds a little bit less. Greens, 30 seconds. On my command, we're going to start again. One more round. 60 to 70%. For 45 seconds. Stand by. Take that big deep breath. Fight for it again. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. 45 seconds. Gliding away. So this speed really is all about getting your life back in order. Getting that control back in the legs. Also, have a word with yourself. And tell yourself, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to run a bit faster than I did last time. I'm going to really commit to that 80% marker. 20 seconds. Hold 60 to 70. On my command, you're going to step me up to 70 to 80%. So there's a bit of a range for you to work now. 5 seconds. Hold fire. 4, 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Up to speed. Fire the legs up. Come on. Let's go. 70 to 80%. Everybody working at the same pace. Same effort level, sorry. If you're uphill, drive uphill. Perfect for hill sets. Constantly increasing the pressure. Nice and work. Good. Nice and easy. 70 to 80 requires effort. But you've got a big enough range that you can play with that effort. Stand by. On my command, 10 seconds, 80 to 90% for 2 minutes. Sorry, for 30 seconds. That was scary. Stand by, 80 to 90. 3, 2, 1. Up you go. Okay, I need you to hold around about one last gear in the tank to really push. On my command, in 15 seconds, keep the work rate up now, come on. On my command, you are gonna give everything you've got. So you're coming around the corner on the track, 100 meters to go, blue bibs, chase down that leader. 3, 2, 1. Let's go, all together, 15 seconds, turn those legs on, maximum sprint. Do not stop until I tell you your color is forgiven. And you can then go into recovery mode. Almost there, team. Blue bibs, recovery mode. Blue bibs, recovery mode. Cracking work, blues. Come on, reds. You have got another 10 seconds from now. There has to be differentiation between you and the blues. You earn that next level of bib color. Keep pushing. Red bibs, I'm feeling particularly angry. So you've got another 10 seconds. Let's go. Come on, fire it up. 10 seconds, fight for every step. Red bibs recovery, red bib recovery. Well done, reds. Smashing effort today. Greens, 30 seconds, time on, let's go. Greens, you should be absolutely hammering that sprint. There's no let up, there's no get out. A true green bib doesn't look for the exit. They're looking for work rate, they're looking for more. 20 seconds to go, come on. Almost there. 10 seconds, finish it off all together. Almost there, greens, come on. 5 seconds. Okay, greens, on my command, I want you to give me a one big push. Ready, greens? Go for it. 5, big push. 4, 3, 2, one altogether recovery mode, recovery, very slow jog, just ticking over, very slow jog, just ticking over, bring it down to a walk, bring it down to a walk, bang on 50 minutes. Well done, everybody. You're walking, hands on head for 30 seconds. Let's recover. Now, as always with cross run, it's your responsibility to warm yourself down. That's why it's 50 minutes. What I would like you to do really is have a 10-minute steady jog. If you run a good circuit, hopefully you should end up back at your house with around about 5 or 10 minutes to go, or back at your car, wherever you are, and you should be into recovery. Okay, as a group, we always finish on a group 30-second jog, steady speed, just get in and out of your own head, let's go. So steady jog, ticking over, 30 seconds, let the body feel loose, short steps, suck up some of that Great British air. If you're joining us from abroad, suck up some of the air from where you are. 10 seconds, just jogging. Thanks for joining us today. If you're listening on playback on podcast, don't forget, please like, share and review the podcast. We want to touch as many people as possible and try and improve as many people's running as possible as well. Help people out. That's part of what we're trying to do here. Bring yourself to a walk. Take a whopping great big deep breath. A big pat on the back. Great work today, everybody. See you next week.
Great work, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another cross run again. Hopefully you found that exhilarating and challenging and you feel as though you've really achieved something today. Focus and celebrate the fact that you've completed another tough cross run. Whilst we absolutely love running, we do think it's important to improve your strength and all over fitness, which can help with your running, whether you love sprinting or long distance running. Why not try one of our online classes? Simply log on to www.bemilitaryfit.com and sign up for your free session and come and give it a try. We can't wait to see you next time. In the meantime, go and recover, eat healthy, stay positive and run strong.